Tell me, ma'am, how does it feel to know you're taking part in an historic live sound demonstration that will be preserved forever on the official National Lampoon Stereo Test Record and may well be heard by millions?
Great. I'm really excited about it. Really excited.
As you know, this will be a most unique test because it actually combines low-frequency response, high-frequency response, transient response, tracking, and speaker balance.
As I say, I really am excited by it. Little Johnny here is all excited, too.
He's got really great high-frequency response. Good overtones, too.
Oh, thank you.
Is this your husband?
Yes,
it is. Howdy. And how do you feel on this historic sound occasion?
Well, I must say it's quite an event. I've never seen so many people in all my life. It must be thousands.
More than 5,000, to be exact.
Look, honey, they're warming them up.
Excuse me. All right, everybody, into the trains! Women and children can have the windows. Hurry up now. Time is money, and we haven't got all day. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Engineers, ready?
All set here.
Ready as ever.
Then let's begin. This is it, folks. This is it. Listen carefully. Listen carefully now. Hey, hold it. Wait a minute. Fred, check that switch track, will you? Okay, let's try it again. Yes, folks, I can see he does have it right this time. Any second now. Yes, there. They're each going about 60. No, make that 70. Yes, now, listen carefully. In the crash you just heard, this is what you should have been listening for. The low thud of the train's contacting should have been clear and solid, without booming or bottoming. The high-pitched tearing of metal against metal should have been firm, without rasping, ringing, or breakup. The crackling of the fire should have been crisp and sharp. The crash itself should have occurred precisely in the center of your speakers, with some of the passengers being thrown to both the left and to the right. The screams of the dying and injured should have had a rusty, vibrant tang. The ambulance sirens you now hear in the background should be pure and non-wavering. Now, for the second part of this test. The planes you hear above us should be coming from both the right and the left. Now, they should have reached the center and they should be directly over the site of the crash. The passengers who are still conscious are spotting them now and they should fall into a silence as they watch the bombs drop. It is well known that it is very difficult for even the finest record-playing units to properly track the sound of incendiary bomb explosions. If your needle remained in the groove at all, and if your turntable remained on the shelf, you have the makings of a quality system.